from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show, live from the Leaders Credit Union Studios. Let Leaders Credit Union champion your financial story at leaderscu.com/ESPN. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
His name is Brooks Monaghan, 25th-year Memphis women's soccer coach who last night earned career victory number 300. With the Tigers' 5-1 season open to win over Alabama A&M. He's coming off back-to-back Sweet 16 appearances. We love when we can get him on the show. He joins us now. Coach, congratulations, brother.
Yeah, thanks, man, and thanks for having me on the show.
It's always a pleasure. Now, I tell you what, usually yesterday, you know, John's usually does the betting around here. I guess I kind of did in requesting yesterday we get a chance to talk to you that you would get 300 last night. I was hoping not to jinx you. Did you go into that one? I mean, obviously, you want the women to be focused, you want the girls to be focused, but you had to figure that Gatorade bath was coming, didn't you?
I mean, believe it or not, guys, like we do our senior night the first night of the game or first night of the season, and that's where my focus was. I mean, I'm not going to tell you I didn't know, but I had forgotten. Right on the day, I had forgotten. So you know, they did a big presentation on the video board. It had my wife and kids, and I'm like, what's going on here? And then it sank in, but it was a pretty special night.
So, you know, look, you guys have a lengthy tradition now of success every single year where you're just not going to sneak up on anybody. The standard has been set. So, you know, there's an art to that. There's an art to knowing that every single year you're going to be expected to win conference, to go to the NCAA tournament, to make a run. So how do you sort of combat that in terms of fatigue? Like, it's almost, you know, in some ways, like, it's kind of nice to every once in a while, like, have no expectations so that you have something to clear. But in your case, obviously, that is not the case. So as a coach with such an extensive tradition, how do you sort of combat that with your players season to season?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's always easier to be the underdog. And as you guys know, it's not easy. And you guys have been around sports a long time, so you guys get it, right? I mean, people just think, oh, you've had success, it automatically happens. And it doesn't, right? I mean, you know, it's early in this year. I mean, the players we graduated, the leadership, our captains from last year, I mean, you know, I went into this season, and, you know, I hate to use the word pessimistic, but, you know, just on the reserve side, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what sport. Yeah, we try to recruit the top players, but you never know until they get here and they become part of your group, you know, because some kids transition quicker than others, and there's a lot of things that you can't control. But, you know, the only thing I can say with this group is there's potential, right? There is potential. And, you know, yes, the standard has been set. You know, we recruit to that standard, and but, you know, it doesn't automatically happen, you know, and we're constantly telling our kids last year is last year. And, you know, anybody that we play, I know this year we're preseason ranked number 10. Are we the 10th best team in the country? Probably not, guys. You know, can we get there? Maybe, because we have potential. But, you know, we with that ranking comes, you know, we get everybody's best game. So it's not an easy – everybody wants to be there, but it's not easy to stay – it's not easy to get there, and it's even harder to stay there.
Educate me, Coach, because I want to go back to what you mentioned earlier about last night and it being senior night. Is that a women's soccer thing? Is that a Brooks Monaghan thing, something you've done there? We're typically used to those being at the end of the season.
Yeah, no, it's look, I've done this a long time, and senior night is a special night, right? We honor those kids that have put in all the hard work, but the focus in the locker room a lot of time goes on the seniors, and that's okay. And so, you know, I've lost some big games on senior night in the past because the girls, they weren't super focused. So we've shifted to do this for that reason, right? Let's get this out of the way. It's no disrespect to anybody. Let's honor our seniors, yep. But let's pick a game that on paper we should win. So if we're not on our game, it's not going to hurt us because I've been burned from it in the past. That's why we do that.
How does, and I know John had something I wanted to ask you real quick, the momentum that you've got going, and like John said, I mean, it's been success for years. This year, 25th now, there are high-level expectations every year. But last year, we got a chance to talk to you. You know, the column Jeff had written, that sometimes it doesn't seem like you've been supported in terms of, I don't know, commensurate with what that program has achieved, what you've built. Has there been, and I think we've gotten a little bit of a chance to talk to you since, but has there been sort of, in terms of whether it's from the program itself, the athletic program itself, or just from the community itself, has there been more for you in terms of folks looking, saying, hey, I want to reach out, I want to help the program?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, and it's at a peak. You know, I'm like any other coach. You fight for your programs. You want the best of this. And, but yes, we're in a place right now where we're getting the attention, the support. You know, I really think that started when Laird was here. And, obviously Ed has just gotten here and I've had a chance to spend some time, and, you know, I already know right now he's behind us, and he recognizes, you know, the success these girls have had. And, you know, the things that they deserve, right? So I think we are in a great place and have some great momentum.
I want to talk to you, Coach, about Ashley Henderson, Memphis native there from Harding, has two goals in the first, 20 minutes of the match last night. And you look at what she did last year as a freshman, and it just feels like, you know, this could maybe, and it's early, but if this, you know, trajectory continues, she's got a chance to be one of the greats. Is that just something, I know that's hard for you to say as somebody that's coaching her, but just what's it like being around her and knowing what's possible, you know, even as a sophomore for her at Memphis?
Yeah, it's funny, guys. I just got off the phone before I called you guys with one of my best friends that played college soccer. He's my biggest critic, right? And you know, that's the one player he watched the game. He wasn't there, but he watched it, you know, on ESPN Plus or whatever. And you know, that's the one player that he that stood out to him. And and he was spot on. You guys, you know, she's earned those two goals, right? And what I mean by that is, you know, here's this local kid we didn't know about last year, give her a shot, and then, you know, has a pretty good freshman year. But there's a big difference between a freshman and then moving on to a sophomore. And just her maturity level, you know, it's not about just showing up at practice, the conversations that we've had with her. And, you know, ultimately, you know, some kids truly buy in and some kids don't, or sometimes it takes some time, but she wants to be a pro. And, you know, we've had that talk. What does it really take to be a pro? And you never know what they're going to do with it. So far, she's taken that. She's brought it every day to practice. and, you know, into our, you know, the two exhibition games we've had and last night. So hopefully that can continue to go in the right direction, because she has the ability, the potential, and potential is the only word, to be a true difference maker. So big fan of Ashley, and, you know, we've got to continue to coach her up, and she's just got to continue to soak everything in, and she does. I really think the sky is the limit for the kid.
Yeah, we're talking to Memphis women's soccer coach Brooks Monning. Got his 300th win last night. One of only 17 Division I coaches to get it at the same spot in women's soccer. So obviously a very huge accomplishment. You know, you talked about your relationship with Laird and the momentum and the support, you know, being better than it ever has been. You know, I just would ask you to sort of reflect on that, because, you know, women's soccer around the country, it doesn't matter like where you are. It doesn't matter if you're at Notre Dame. It doesn't matter if you're at Memphis. Like, this is not a sport that typically has a seat at the table. And there is just no doubt about it in conversations that we have on our show, in the NIL commitment from corporate sponsors. It absolutely does at Memphis. So I would just ask you, as someone who has really been in the trenches of making sure that that happens, how gratifying is it to you to feel like you have that, and just, you know, for you to get to this point, how much went into it?
Yeah, I mean, it really, you know, that's a great question, and I'm glad you brought it up, because it really means a lot, man. At the end of the day, as a coach, you want your players to play for you. And you know what? I'm a human being. Yeah, I've done this a long time, but I want to win for the people above me, you know, and you know, Laird, I considered Laird a newer school AD, an AD that, yes, we all know that we got to push back football and basketball, but that really cares about, you know, the Olympic sports. And, you know, obviously Laird has moved on, but, you know, I was like, all right, I hope we get somebody that's similar to Laird. And so far, just with my interaction with Ed, I think we've gotten that. And I'm super excited to be working under Ed. I know it's early, but I just feel like we're going to have, you know, a great relationship. And, you know, it's, you know, it really, really means a lot. It does.
When it comes to scheduling, Coach, and you guys, you're going to Mizzou on Sunday, then you get, you know, at Ole Miss, Iowa State, Kansas State, Tennessee. Schoolless, with football, you're doing it 4 or 5 years ahead of time. Penny's putting together his schedule sometimes, a lot of times on a year-to-year basis, but you've got those built-in home and homes. For you, is it year-to-year? How many of these are already built in? And my question really is it getting tougher with what you've done, or is it easier when you're back-to-back Sweet 16, you know, make back-to-back Sweet 16 appearances? I figure some don't want to play you because they see that as a loss. What's scheduling been like? Because clearly you're playing Division Ones. It feels like high-powered Division Ones just about every time out now.
Yeah, there's a little bit of both, but for the most part, it's gotten easier. Obviously, when you do something so long, you establish, you know, a lot of relationships and, you know, a lot of people, I think, you know, look at it as, you know, there are such things as good losses, right?
Yep.
I mean, I know that sounds crazy, but it's not going to hurt you in the big picture if you lose. But then if you can beat that team, it helps you a lot. So I think, you know, I think that's the way we're perceived, you know, by the big schools in the country, that, you know, they'll play us in a heartbeat, right? But in regards to scheduling, usually we're a couple years out. You know, I wouldn't say we're 4 years, but, okay, you know, Tennessee, we've established a home and home now, right? They're coming back to us next year. The Kansas State, Iowa State, we've done that a while ago. Obviously, Ole Miss, we're always playing. You know, Vanderbilt, we kind of play in the off season. So, you know, a lot of those things are planned. Is there some year-to-year scheduling? Yes, but for the most part, it's planned a couple years out.
Tell us a little bit about Mizzou on Sunday and what you'll face.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, SEC from top to bottom is an extremely athletic league, right?
Yep.
You know, when we think of all sports, you know, I know we mainly focus on football and basketball, but they're getting the elite players. Well, it's pretty similar you know, in the SEC, right? Because these kids, right, they grow up with their dad watching SEC football and stuff, and they have these aspirations to go to these schools. So, going to be very athletic. I know the coach pretty well. She does a great job, and we played them in preseason last year, and it's going to be quite different than our match last night, but. That's why we played, right? We played Auburn, we played Vanderbilt in preseason to get ready for these games. And so it's going to be a good test, man. It's going to be a really, really good test. It's an interesting one, right? Because now Laird's there and some other people from Memphis are going to be there. So, you know, it adds a little bit extra motivation, I'm not going to lie. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Tell Laird we said what's up.
We'll do.
I'm glad to hear he was behind you. Sounds like hopefully Ed Scott will be just as much so.
Yeah, I believe so. And like I said, excited for Ed's arrival.
Hey, Brooks, great stuff as
congrats
always, man.
Again,
I appreciate
brother.
Your time.
Thank
congrats.
You.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. Take care.
As
pleasure,
always,
man.
Yes, sir. He is Brooks Monaghan, Memphis women's soccer coach. Always enjoy catching up with him. It just feels like they just keep chugging along over there, man.
They do. They did last year. I mean, we can say it now that he's obviously. Worst locker rooms in the country. Hopefully that's an improved situation. Sounds like he's comfortable with where it is now. Good, because it's deserved. Now it's, you're always having to ask him, and it's unfortunate. You can't even celebrate 300 before we're asking you what's next. You know,
exactly.
You made two sweet 16s. You know, what's next? You're going to make an Elite Eight, and that's unfortunate, but it's the nature of things. And he's enjoyed that grind, man, for 25 years here. 25 years at the same school. You mentioned it, just 17 to do it at the same school, 300 wins.
Yeah, pretty nuts, man.
Congrats again to him.
And people are like, I see in the Daily Memphian comments, like it's just a matter of time before he gets snatched up. Like, I don't think that's...
He might not be built like that.
Right.
It
would take a lot, bro. It would take a lot. I mean, it would take, you know, a top five program, it feels like.
That's what it feels like.
For that to happen. Right. So, anyway, good stuff from him as always. We'll come back. Gabe Kuhn going to join us a little bit later in the show. We'll talk to him how emotional he got, obviously, seeing the press box fall as someone who used to look up at it, right, on the field.
Yeah.
No longer.
I doubt any emotion flowed whatsoever.
No, the flag, bro.
Yeah, right.
The flag.
Well, we did stand up for it.
At least maybe that, something. So we'll talk to him about the Liberty Hole a little bit later in the show. Stick around. Jason and John, 99.9 FM, ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.